Sad Adventure on the air today. April Kane and the Fortune in Gold are now in the possession of the amazing woman, Sanjak, on a jungle island not far from the Chinatown of Yangkuk. Baron de Plexus and Slugger John are making plans to visit the island and get that gold. As for Terry Lee and Pat Ryan, who are anxious to rescue April, well, we'll get to them in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Here on the home front, we're all wondering how we can win the war. And we are mighty glad to cooperate when we hear about things that we can do. You can bet that we're careful not to waste anything, paper or erasers or anything else. We save every cent we can to buy defense stamps and bonds. And we go all out for health and stamina by eating right. Yes, we drink Libby's tomato juice. And we eat Libby's fruits and vegetables and meats. And so we get fine food values that help keep us strong. And since they are Libby's foods, you can bet we tuck in to extra good eating. Because foods that Libby packs are famous for their flavor, whether it's tomato juice pressed from red ripe prize tomatoes, or big golden peaches from California, or swell little Vienna sausages. No matter what the food, if it's Libby's, it's extra good. And you can know its food values are excellent, too. Libby does everything possible to guard the vitamins and minerals and other fine food values. I hope every one of you who enjoys Terry and the Pirates will ask your mother to get Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Libby's food. And now, Terry and the Pirates. We join Terry and the husky, handsome Pat Ryan aboard a small native boat. As they watch the two native boatmen ease the small craft to a dock at Yangkuk. They have come downstream along the jungle river where they failed to stop Saint-Jacques from escaping in their motorboat. But they did get a slim clue, and this clue has led them to Yangkuk, where they hope to take Saint-Jacques and thus rescue April King from this strange, evil, deep-voiced woman.
Well, Pat, we're here. This is Yangkuk. But now what?
Well, we start from scratch, Terry. And speaking of scratch, I could do with a bath and a shave.
Think they'll let us in at one of the hotels?
At the hotel. This burg is lucky to have one hotel. As soon as these lads get this skiff tied up, we'll go ashore and have a look-see.
Did you pay him for the river trip, Pat?
All set. Everybody's happy. Now, all we have to do is find out where Saint-Jacques is, go there and get April, and, if possible, nab that gold.
Golly, I wish it was as easy as all that.
Well, somebody in Yangkuk must have heard of Saint-Jacques. And if we keep asking questions, we'll get an answer.
Let's try at the hotel. Only we don't look like we have enough cash to pay for a bath.
They've been turned away from better hotels than they have in this town. All we can do is try. Come along. Jump up on the dock.
Okay. So long, lad. Hi-o, Pong. So long, y'all.
Hi-o, Pong. So long, y'all.
There's another little item we want to remember, Terry.
You mean about Baron de Plexus?
Yeah. We don't know if that whiskered gent is here or not, and we'd best keep a weather eye open.
Uh-huh. But we don't know if he knows where Saint-Jacques is.
Well, he may have dug up a clue. There's no telling. And if he's here, he may have some of his mob with him. They're not going to give up without a fight. They want that gold back. It must burn the Baron's hide when he thinks our woman took that loot and flew away in his plane, right from under his nose.
It burns me up to think how Saint-Jacques took April away with her. We certainly pulled a boner back there in Leo Kai.
Say, speaking of Leo Kai, we left Connie and Big Stoop to handle the Baron and Slugger Dunn and Dylan Kane.
Yeah, then why are we worrying about Baron de Plexus being here?
I'm not so sure about Connie and Big Stoop. It's possible that the Baron may have turned the tables on the boys. I tell you what, we'll send a telegram back to Leo Kai and find out what's up.
Who will we send it to?
I guess the safest bet is the local police. But we'll look for a telegraph office in the hotel, perhaps, and then we'll shoot a wire to them. Now then, Terry, let's see. See what I'll wire Connie. Can't read very well. I'd better just ask him how Dylan Kane is.
Kane must be in the hospital or someplace like that. You better ask what has happened to Baron de Plexus and Slugger Dunn. And,
hold it.
Huh?
Speak of the devil, and he's sure to appear. Over there on his way out.
Baron de Plexus?
Yeah. And his man Friday is with him, Slugger Dunn.
So, Tommy, a big suit couldn't hold him in Mayo Kai after all.
Oh, sure it seems. Look, Terry, you follow those two fellows. I'll send this telegram off to Connie. Then come back here and let me know what happened.
Yeah.
And don't let them see you. This may be a chance to start our fireworks. Are you sure they went in that cafe, Terry?
Yeah, they're waiting until it's night. That's my guess.
Well, how they can kill so much time in a joint like that with that native music yammering in their ears is more than I can...
Well, just hand you the waterfront, Pat. They're waiting for the tide, I'll bet.
You may be right. You say they hired a motorboat from a native?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing. The Texas did the talking, made the deal, and Slugger Dunn stood around and did nothing.
And what's this about the island again?
Well, after they talked to the man who owns a motorboat, they came up the street and went in there where the music's coming from.
You call that music?
Well, anyway, I went over and talked to the boat owner. Pretended I wanted to hire the craft. He was sick. Then he got a chance to hire his boat that was already ready. He was so sorry, but two gentlemen wished to go to the island tonight. So, that's how I know. Sexy, huh?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. But why the island? Of course, the Song Jack is there.
Either that or it's one of the Baron's hideouts.
No, I don't think it is. If it was the Baron's, he wouldn't be dickering for a boat to get him there. He's got money to have his own boat. No, my hunch is Song Jack. She's there.
Yeah, that's the way I see it, too. But how are we going to get over there?
Well, how big is the motorboat the Plex has rented?
Not big enough for us to hide in. I thought of that.
It isn't so far to that island. If we catch the tide coming in, we could drift there with no trouble at all.
How?
A rowboat. We could at least rent a rowboat.
I'm settled for something with a motor in it.
Well, let's take a look. It's getting dark. The Baron and Slugger ought to start operations. If it was any other way, I'd be tempted to make a deal with them. They could get the gold, and we'd rescue April.
That gold doesn't belong to the Plexus of the Slugger.
Right. We have just as much right to it as they have. Now we'll play our own game and... Well, here they come, Terry. Are we well hidden across here?
They're not even looking. Heading for the dock side, too.
Well, let them get a good start. Then we'll ease down and see what happens. But we'll have to get over to that island. I'm anxious to get there about the same time.
You say the guy who owns the boat won't leave it when we get to the island, huh, Baron?
I told you. He's afraid of the place. Says it's filled with sick people. It's haunted. A lot of native mumbo-jumbo. But you can take care of him later on. If he gets out of hand.
It's a cinch. But you still ain't convinced me about Sanjak being over there, Baron.
Well, stay here on the mainland, Mr. Dunn. He's had in that tavern. I thought you were listening to me. Perhaps you enjoy the native music a great deal more.
Now, don't get sarcastic with me, Baron. I listen to you, sure. But we might be wrong.
You have a gun, haven't you?
Just like you got whiskers.
Well, we can't be wrong. We can shoot our way in and out of whatever place we find tonight. Now then, the boatman said the tide turns starts coming in at about... Yeah, the tide is right. Now, the nearest the motorboat, so let's go aboard.
Okay, but... Somehow I don't feel so easy.
Suit yourself. I'm going across the bay.
Well, I'll go along just to keep an eye on you. I don't trust these guys with whiskers who claim to be international crooks.
Daddy! Thunder! We go! Hi, Pop!
Hi, Pop!
I wish I understood the crazy language they talk around here. Why don't they chatter in English so a guy can get the drift?
Well, we'll be on our way as soon as the men cast off.
I only hope this ain't a wild goose chase.
We shall know in due time. Stand up there, Mr. Dunn. This boat is too big for one man to handle. Stand off.
Okay, okay. But this buggy makes a lot of noise. We'll wake the dead if we go to the island on this fire track.
Don't worry. We'll sort it out. The tide will carry us to the island.
Well... There goes a convoy of trouble, Pat.
Yeah, and another one starts right now. We're on our way, Terry.
But what about...
See that rowboat down there with a light at the dock?
But why row?
Look, if that motorboat is going to drift close to the island, then we can do the same. We don't need an outboard. Now, come on. We'll take turns at the oars and manage all right. Hey, hold it a minute, Terry. Terry,
huh?
Let's drift a bit.
say.
We must be near the island. Hear the frogs and things?
Yeah. It's a lonesome sound, if you ask me. I wonder where the motorboat is. I can't hear anything.
We'd better keep our voices down. I travel on water, you know.
Uh-huh. Tide's moving us right along, Cap.
Hey, let me get at the oars, Harry. Come on. Get up.
Okay.
Now, careful now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. We ought to be there unless we missed it.
We did, then we'll never be able to row back against the tide. We'll go up the river.
Fine place to go up a jungle river in the night. So dark you can't see your face in front of your hand.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
What's the... Huh? What's happened?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
We're not sinking, are we?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I got it. We've arrived. A swell pair of sailors we are.
What'd I do?
You rode smack dab into a wooden pier, that's all.
Well, a straight line is the shortest distance between two points. Hey, jump up there and grab the painter.
The what? Oh, the line. Well, steady the skip.
Yeah.
Steady now. Okay. I got the line. It's so dark up here.
Yeah, I know. Down here, too.
Okay, here I come.
Boy. I'm glad I dug up a flashlight in Yankuk. The nights on this island must be like the inside of your hat. Hey, wait. Wait a minute. Wait, I'll use the light a wee bit. This must be a private entrance, a private pier. Must lead along here, and then must be a path up to the main house, back in the island.
Well... might as well walk along here. God, it's kind of rickety.
Okay, let's walk light. Keep our voices down. We're on our own, Jerry.
Yeah. I wish I knew more about this place. What is written down and flooded my head of water. I wonder if Sanjak is here. With April.
Well, you'll find out soon enough, Jerry, and so will you, Pat Ryan. There's enough adventure on this rugged jungle island to last you lads a lifetime. And what do I mean by that? Well, I'll explain in just a moment. Boys and girls, do ask your mother to get some Libby tomato juice. It's the refreshing juice. It's the refreshing juice. It's the refreshing, zippy, glorious tasting juice of red ripe tomatoes. It's the drink that makes breakfast something to look forward to. It's a real pepper-upper for sipping in between meals. And it's a drink that's rich in vitamins. These days, everybody knows how important vitamins are. Well, Libby's tomato juice is rich in vitamin C and vitamin A, and also a good source of vitamins B1 and G. So drink Libby's tomato juice, plenty of it. Remember, every dime or quarter you spend for a defense stamp is spent for victory. So let's buy them regularly. Before you know it, you'll have enough stamps to exchange for a bond. In tomorrow's transcribed Terry Tales, we'll see what happens when Baron de Plexus meets Saint-Jean. Now, that ought to be a thriller worth waiting for. I don't care which one gets hurt, but I want to be there, and so do you. So remember the radio time if you want the punch program of the week.